You're listening to SBS News.
For 10 minutes every day this week, the bells will toll at St. George's Anglican Cathedral in Cape Town in honour of the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The wall of flowers outside the church growing as mourners pay tribute to the anti-apartheid leader.
He spoke truth to power. Whenever he was a conscience of leadership, wherever there was a challenge, political challenge, or whether it's social, he would speak truth to power. That's the kind of man he was.
It was at St. George's Anglican Cathedral where Desmond Tutu urged South Africans of all races to work together against racial segregation. And it's here where his body will lie in state before his funeral on New Year's Day. The Archbishop of Cape Town, Thabo Magoba, says the event has been scaled down due to COVID restrictions.
Only a fraction of those who want to be there can be accommodated in the cathedral. So please don't get into a bus to Cape Town. We have arranged those cathedrals and the local parishes so that we cater for your needs.
At his home, a steady stream of family and friends gathered to remember the man affectionately known as the Arch, his family friend Trevor Manuel.
Notwithstanding the fact that the Arch has been quite ill over the period, and his health has been in rapid decline, notwithstanding that, the parting is still unbelievably difficult.
Among the mourners to pay a visit, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, who sat down with Leah, Desmond Tutu's wife of 66 years.
So we are enormously diminished by his passing, but at the same time we are filled with a celebratory moment that we should use this opportunity to celebrate his life and to try and draw as much as we possibly can the various good things that he sought to impart to us.
The widow of South Africa's first black president, Nelson Mandela, Gracia, also added her voice to the tributes, saying Desmond Tutu is the last of an extraordinary, outstanding generation of leaders that Africa birthed and gifted to the world. President Ramaphosa echoed those sentiments.
Brave, he was forthright, and we loved him just for that, because he was a voice of the voiceless. He was the one person who campaigned for justice, for people living with HIV, for the LGBTQI plus community, and for the dejected and the oppressed people.
Revered as his nation's moral compass, Desmond Tutu never stopped campaigning for justice, praised for becoming one of the world's most prominent religious leaders to champion LGBTIQ plus rights. As the nation bids farewell to an icon, it seems in death, as in life, Desmond Tutu will again unite South Africa. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.